lovely Hell, a song about Lismore from the Boofs, and I've got the rhythm guitarist Caleb Campion on the line to have a chat. Hi Caleb, how are you today?
Blinded.
You have a bit of a break. You're all in school, you're a four piece. Tell us about the band, how you all got together, your musical backgrounds, all that stuff.
Well, I suppose it would have started at the start of 2020, just before the first lockdown. Initially, we were just a bit of a drunken rabble, to be honest. It was just a couple of lads sitting around the bedroom, just messing around, really. But then eventually, like, we started playing songs together as a unit, like, and then we started writing our own songs and just kind of evolved from there, really. Like.
Yeah. Is there much of a kind of a legacy in Lismore of bands? I know you have Loudest Whisper very much connected to Blackwater Community College, where you go. But otherwise, like, are there a lot of bands, a lot of homegrown bands out in Lismore?
Just one or two bands that have been knocking around for a while.
Yeah.
They're mainly just cover bands, just playing local pubs, but they're entertaining nonetheless. Like.
They're all good, yeah. Tell us a bit about the songwriting. Now, that particular song is about Lismore, as you were saying, a bit of an oxymoron, Lovely Hell. Do you write a lot of stuff? Who writes the songs?
Myself and the drummer Cottle write the songs. I wrote Lovely Hell at the start of fifth year, when I was only 16.
Yeah.
I don't even know how the idea came to me. I said, you know, write a song about this more, write about what I know about.
Yeah.
And it really delves into kind of the underground youth culture of this more, you know.
Yeah.
It's a song that resonates with a lot of people because it's about, you know, although I don't directly say it, it's about like being 13. You know, things everybody experiences, like, so.
I suppose, yeah, we all look at Lismore as a lovely picturesque village, but I suppose that's going on as well. So it's a good thing that you're kind of, you're writing all that stuff. What about gigs, Caleb? Do you get to play much around?
It's been very hard with all the lockdowns, but we've been playing a number of gigs in the local area, and we've been trying to branch out. We're playing the Red House in Lismore tomorrow, actually, 5 o'clock.
For
so anyone who's interested, make sure to come down.
Good man for Patrick's Day. And what about recording? Well, I mean, the quality on all your recordings is really high, and I don't mean that in a patronising way, but it sounds great. You found a good studio in Lismore, or in Youghal, you were saying?
We go to Clay Castle in Youghal. Our sound producer's a really cool guy called Warren.
Mm-hmm.
He helps us out a lot. It's always very quick and easy in there. It's not daunting whatsoever. It's always a very hospitable environment.
You find it comfortable kind of to work in there. And do you do it in one take, or do you overdub stuff, or what's your method?
The recording process starts with just the drums, then bass on top of it, then rhythm guitar, then lead lines, then the vocals. So we just kind of gradually work it up.
Oh, so you layer it all together. That's pretty high tech. And what about what kind of influences would you have? I mean, who's been listening to what in your band, or who do you like listening to?
It's a strange one. I'd be a big fan of the likes of Oasis, the Beatles. Recently, I've gotten into Pete Doherty a lot.
Yeah.
But then Cotton, the other songwriter, he's very into his kind of heavy metal, we'll say. I think his favourite band's Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah.
So, like, with our songs, you see kind of all sorts of influences in there. Like,
yeah.
We aren't necessarily bound to, like, one particular genre. So.
I meant to ask you earlier there, what's the average age, do you mind me asking you, of the band, Caleb?
Our singer, Sean, is 2 years below us in school. He's only 16.
Right.
The rest was me and Aaron, the bass player, turned 18 only in the last month. And the drummer, Colin's been 18 for 4 or 5 months, I think.
Great.
So about plenty 13 and a half, which is rough, I think.
Cool, so plenty of road ahead of you.
Yeah. I'm only getting started now.
So. Good man. Have you any plans sort of in the business end of it? I know all musicians hate that, but have you management and you're looking at labels and stuff, or is that too far ahead yet?
We've been trying. We do genuinely believe that we're the best band in the country. Now, admittedly, we might be a bit biased, admittedly.
Yes. Yeah.
Like we've aspirations to match, but you know, at the end of the day, it's all about who you know. We've been trying to contact everyone available to no avail. Really,
it's been the right place at the right time, Caleb. Really, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's all luck of the draw.
Yeah, sure. Try and get a few gigs up in the smoke. I'd say it mightn't do any harm if you can organise that.
I've been trying actually. It's like the normal process is like you send an email to someone. Oh, sorry, phone somebody up, and then they say, can't talk right now, phone up this email address.
Yeah.
Then he sends the email address, and you just never get a response.
Ah, well, keep trying. Listen, Caleb, it's lovely talking to you, and we're delighted to be playing your music this week and all the time on WLR. And that was lovely, Hell. And that was Caleb Campion from Lismore, from the band The Boofs. Thanks, Caleb.
Cheers.